from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump says no to transgenders in military. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. In 2016, former Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the Pentagon over the course of a year was ending what he said was its discriminatory policies against transgender people. Before Trump's announcement, his defense chief, Jim Mattis, said that the Pentagon would delay Carter's order through the remainder of 2017 in order to review the impact of the shift. President Trump on Tuesday praised Lebanon for taking steps to protect itself from militant groups gaining a foothold in the country. His comments came following a meeting with the visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths are working together to keep their country safe.
He promised an American assistance to ensure the Lebanese army is the only defender Lebanon needs. Afghan officials confirmed Wednesday a Taliban attack has left at least 26 soldiers dead and 13 others wounded in the southern province of Kandahar. A defense ministry spokesman said the overnight attack also killed and wounded 80 Taliban assailants. The Taliban says it captured the base after killing 74 soldiers. It was not possible to independently verify the claims made by